Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another week at Drone DJ. This week, we've got updates from Insta360, a specific camera built just for the Air 2 or Air 2S. Then more updates from Skydio. While we haven't heard from Skydio for a while, I guess now we finally got a piece of news from Skydio about their open source, especially on the AI system. Then we have Walmart expanding drone deliveries. And then lastly, we've got two FPV drone videos for you, which if you are flying FPV or interested in it, that should be fun to watch. So back to you, Kirk, Insta360. Product and see what are your thoughts.
Yeah, so they came out with a new 360 camera. Was it last Friday? Was it earlier this week? May 24th. So yeah, this week. And it is a sphere. The name says it all. Like you're flying around the, you know, reviews say that it's pretty much makes the Air 2 and Air 2S, you know, 100% invisible, and you can do some pretty crazy photos with it. I've seen some, you know, Insta360 did something with a potato jet, kind of showing it off, and some of the photos that you can get with this are just absolutely insane. I don't know. How often do you use 360 cameras?
Not often to me, because you always have to crop it. You always have to cut out what you don't want to see. But if this is set up for, you know, virtual tour, if it's set up for events and things, it's fairly interesting, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and some of the videos I saw, like, was it going through like a canyon? So like you're not necessarily like, it's not super far away, so you don't have to crop much, but you're just like, you're just spinning around in circles. So it looks like you're just it kind of like you can fly super, you know, more stable, more slow, and more easier. But like then you can kind of like pretend you're an FPV pilot, which this might just be perfect for me because I'm too scared to actually fly an FPV drone.
I would definitely be interested in trying it out, see what happens.
Yeah,
because it's different when you say stationary 360, right? Mm-hmm. On the ground level, if it's stationary, that's very different than in the air when it's actually moving.
Yeah, a lot of the stationary stuff, like, unless you're using VR goggles, like, and it's kind of like a VR like type, you know, video experience. Like, it's never really, you know, great. But like moving 360 stuff, I mean, you can get real creative with what you're capturing. And I thoroughly enjoy the Air 2S. I borrowed my friends for like, I don't know, like, I was supposed to be a couple of days. It turned out to be like 3 weeks. I've thoroughly been enjoying flying the Air 2S. Actually, a little bit more than the Mavic 3, in my opinion, but it's very sporty, and so some of the stuff out of this should be really, really good.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing too. I mean, until Mavic 3's GPS issue gets fixed, right? Mm-hmm. Then you can't really beat the camera. But I'm definitely interested in trying it. And I wonder, just because I work with so many public safety guys too, I wonder if they would see the use of this for their, you know, tactical operations.
Oh, yeah, just flying inside of a room and have 360.
Yeah, you can see everything, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rather than rotating the drone.
Yeah, instead of like having to like move around, you know, everything, you just, yeah, you see everything around you in 360. Yeah. That'd be a pretty good use case.
I wonder what happens if it has a live video feed you can look at.
I don't think so. But I mean, you could get creative with these things. Like, I bet, like, if you...
Because then if you have a live video feed, how do you present that? You know, like, am I looking at the screen where I can, you know, like, literally turn the screen and look at the different angles? I guess that's my
point. I wonder if, like, you know, this is probably just, like, you put it on, hit record before you take off. It is a little lopsided when you take off. It's kind of a funny little, images that Scott wrote an article for this. And it's just, the bottom element sticks out below the landing leg, so they give you a little pad to use, so it's soft, you're not putting it on. But I could totally see this, you know, if you're doing a quick landing accidentally because, you know, something happened, you're gonna mess up that element.
I remember Mavic 2, some third party guys were selling extended landing gear.
I wonder if they would 3D print them, right? You could probably just 3D print them nowadays and just kind of like attach them onto the bottom legs. That would probably be easy. That would be actually really smart. Someone started doing that for this product, because I can see that would probably save a lot of cost and hopefully be able, you know, a new screen protectors, not screen protectors, but lens protectors.
Landing gear, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely interested in trying it to see what happens.
Yeah, it would be really fun to get this out and fly one. Hopefully we can get a hold of one.
Because usually when we run open field days or event days, just pilots getting together to fly for fun, we actually set up a larger monitor on the side, mm-hmm. and we run the HDMI output to the monitor. So whoever's there, right, like especially when we have a group of guys, you don't want everyone crunching in trying to look at someone's screen, right? So that's why we always run a separate monitor. That's why I'm saying, you know, I wonder if this allows you to see a live feed.
I would have to look. I don't think so. It doesn't look like there is anywhere. I mean, you can obviously edit it afterwards, but hopefully that would be kind of cool thing to add. Like if it can go to a phone, you can like mirror your phone to a screen. So
yeah, because real time element, that's always the killer.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
Moving along, Skydio. So I guess, Kirk, you know, a little more about this story. Is Skydio making their AI programming open source for people to try and use? I guess that's the story?
Yeah, no, open source. I mean, open source is kind of the new big wave. It has been for the last couple of years in the development area of kind of like creating awesome open source projects. And Skydio, of course, has an amazing, autonomous, tracking and flight, system on their drone. And They've open sourced what we're assuming probably is not all of it. They would be kind of, that would be a terrible marketing decision, business decision, if they open sourced everything they've been doing. But their SimForce kind of like library of code and algorithms for kind of like being able to teach and learn how to be, do things autonomously, not just flying, but also, anything that needs to be like, kind of like autonomous. So this could be used,
I guess, flight controller, the sensors for obstacle avoidance.
Yeah. And it's kind of like just like, it's more like it's the code side of things. Not necessarily the hardware or how anything works, but like just kind of like the code and how to train things as well. So this could be used also not just for drones, but for cars and for, robots and anything that, stuff that just needs to be operated on its own, which is, it's pretty cool to see from Skydio because they have a really great product. Now, just when are they going to do Skydio 3? Who knows? But that'd be nice. But hey, we'll take any news from Skydio we can.
I remember when we were building our own drones, the hardware was the easy part, right? I mean, that's like playing Lego. It's not, honestly, it's not that challenging. You do your calculation to figure out, your voltage, your KV calculation on your ESCs, your motors, your power distribution board, etc. And you put the pieces together, right? You find that compatibility, you put the pieces together. The most challenging is the flight controller. Mm-hmm. And there aren't that many open source flight controllers available. And then on the software end, right? Like you said, the machine learning part, the algorithm. So I think this would be great. It's actually smart. Because for people who want to try to put drones together, right, they can get an open source flight controller that has that capability and then try it for themselves.
Yeah, we'll be interested to see like kind of like what comes out of this, what people have been creating with it, and how good is it going to be for, it's been great on Skydio. See if it can be worked on other products. So
definitely. Next piece of news is drone delivery. It seems like every week there's always a drone delivery update. And we keep asking, our audience, have any of you in US seen a Walmart delivering, products via drones to your home?
I'm still waiting.
Now it's saying 4 million potential households. I feel like we've got to hit some of them.
I still haven't seen a single one. I still haven't been able to do one. Maybe it's just a myth. Maybe this is the happening, but hey, I did, as soon as I saw this kind of like come out, I looked Wisconsin, like, nope, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Texas, Utah, and Virginia all had sites have expanded to. There's 34 sites in total that they've expanded to. So.
So if any of you are in those states, keep your eyes open.
Listen, there's 4 million more people who has the ability to do this. If one of you can just, record a video and send it to us, that'd be great.
I do like they mentioned the cost. I think it's the first time I'm actually seeing cost information, right? They're saying the aerial service will be available daily and costs, $3.99, which is basically $4 for each package of up to 10 pounds. So $4. I wonder how they came up with that cost estimate.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting. I wonder if they had to do an estimate of how many deliveries they can do a day, how much does it cost to run it, and then like divide it by that and just hope that they actually do that many deliveries in the day, plus add extra for profit. But that is not bad. I mean, I feel like if it's $4 to get it delivered to me, or I just go drive there, or like, well, I guess how much money would gas spend to go get? I mean, you're not spending a part, you're not doing a gallon of gas. So,
and you can fit more, you can fit more deliveries in the car than.
Yeah, I could fit more. I don't know. Like, it does seem a little high. I mean, it's not bad. It's only $4. Like, it's not terrible. Plus, I would do it just for fun. But also, we have a large amount of trees in my house, so might run into some issues there. But I don't know. I do feel like that is slightly high, especially if you're just driving like maybe 15 minutes down the road. It's, you know, like, is it really worth it? I mean, it's cool. Just, is it really worth it?
I guess we shall see.
Yeah.
Turning to video of the week. I guess there was a lot of debate on, you know, the hole-in-one drone video with Tom Brady. And if you haven't seen it, let me turn off sound and there we go.
It is a pretty epic shot, even if it is like not real. I mean, as a videographer, I mean, it's video wise, like, it is pretty cool. Yeah, Tom Brady shared this. If you don't know who Tom Brady is, I don't know how you don't, but Tom Brady is, of course, the QB for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He used to be with the New England Patriots. He's hands down probably one of the best QBs in the league. I live in Wisconsin, so I'm obligated to tell you that Aaron Rodgers is better, but he is up against Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and hold on, I have to get the other one out because I honestly do not know, and for some reason my thing is not working. Oh my gosh, I scrolled too far. Josh Allen Patrick from the Bills, the New York Bills, so Buffalo Bills. And they're all up in a golf competition. So this was timely shared as a it's kind of like, yeah, look at me, get ready for this competition. I'm gonna beat you all. But there's been some controversy whether or not it's real. The golf ball being able to perfectly time up the golf ball's like highest point and be able, with the drone, is a little suspicious. But
I shared this with my team and they're saying it's definitely achievable with the FPV, right? Like for the FPV to fly and achieve the shot. But they were saying, you know, how many practices, how many rehearsals they've done to actually get the shot. And plus that's not to say, you know, get lucky, right? Yeah. Happen to be, you know, the right time, the right place, and it happens to be the hole-in-one. You never know, right? It's just from the flight perspective, it looks like it's a real flight. We just don't know if it's by chance they happen to get lucky and hit that one, or they actually did practices.
Although the stories of Tom Brady just fail to do things. Like, who knows? He could have just walked up, got a drone pilot. They might have been like practicing the shot, like on every shot that he does. And then all of a sudden he just goes, all right, let's do it for real this time. And just hits it and gets a hole in one. Not hole in one. You know, it's halfway down the green, but you know what I mean? Like, probably this is probably like this is probably his second stroke. I play a little bit of golf, but I'm really bad. It's probably his second stroke on the hole, so like, or third. So that's a pretty good. This is a third. That's a par, or even one below par. So that's a pretty good shot. Still, that's pretty good. But yeah, who knows? It we'll never know because they'll probably never show maybe the people who did it. Maybe we'll show some behind the scenes. But
and talking about FPV video, this was one of my favorite that I saw last week. So if you haven't seen this one, I'll also post the link in the video description down below. I really liked this one when they're actually following, you know, the mountain bikers going through, especially this is a competition, right? And you can see there were so many elements. There are buildings, no power lines, very tight spaces. And they were also showing some of the fails, like what happened when they didn't make it. So I kind of liked the behind the scenes element. Right, not just when it actually worked, but also when it didn't work, when it crashed. And plus with FPV, you know, people, I think with the DJI FPV drone, a lot of pilots went and got it and think they can just fly FPV. But the actual FPV flight, especially as a service, it's serious acquired skill. Right. It's not something you just pick up a drone and do it. It really takes a lot of practice, takes a lot of focus.
Did you notice the guy with the camera just popped out of that door when he went through the building?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I think that's what it looked like. Scroll forward a little bit more. But like way more. The other way. But like if you just replay it, I can point it out. But it's like it would be in that building when it comes up. But like I can't imagine how many times they clipped a branch like flying through this and crash their drone. But like also how many drones did they get back? Because this competition is throughout almost in like, you know, a pretty decent sized part of a city.
Mm-hmm.
So like how many times do they clip a drone when there's like it's just a back alley area and someone just grabs it and runs? You know, like but like how many, I don't know, like how many drones do they have? How many drones do they crash and how many did they come back with? That's a good question I have. But this was super cool. I don't know. I would never be able to do FPV stuff like this. I don't know. I feel like I'm not. Okay, this is the building.
Oh yeah.
Oh, these are the arms. I did see a video about all the photographers at this because I am a big photographer fan. And there's just like I think they have so many photographers at this event because they're all hiding in different areas. So like there's a jump. There's like always there's like a photographer below the jump.
Mm-hmm.
They get photos of them like jumping over it. So
So that would be a great place to use the Insta360.
This would be really cool to get Insta360 because you can like twirl it as you're going through different areas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can keep them level like too, like kind of use it as a gimbal. Now, I don't know if the drone's large enough to actually do it. I'm sure you can find a way to make one. So.
So yeah, so those are the FPV videos for you this week. And let me just go back to you. There we go. So just to recap our news story of the week, Insta360 for the Air 2 or Air 2S, and we'll share our review with you once we get our hands on one. We've also got the SkyDeal update with open source. So I guess if any of you who are interested in, you know, building your own drone, trying the software, take a look at SkyDeal's open source for their algorithm. Then we've got Walmart expected delivery to 4 million U.S. households in the 6 states. So take a look. And if you are in one of those states, keep your eyes open and let us know if you actually saw your Walmart package delivered by a drone. Then at the end, we share two of our favorite FPV videos with you all. And that's all the news we got for you this week. And look forward to you come back next week, same time.